jobs for your area of operation.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Easter for all those of you that are up now getting ready for the sunrise services. We wish you the best and a great Easter morning to you. If we can help you, the number to call is toll-free 800-259-9231. And we're going to try and help you to wake up your garden and try and help those of you that have had some serious water problems in the last week in Rhode Island. If we can help you, please give us a call and we'll try and work together to make you aware of some of the potential problems and to let you know that normally everything will be okay after a rain like we have had in the past here. It's Easter Sunday and a lot of you are either giving or receiving some Easter flowers. And this morning we're going to tell you about those particular plants. The number one of the Easter plants is, of course, the Easter lily, the beautiful white trumpet flowers that celebrate the holiday. This is a great plant, by the way. This is not a plant that when it finishes blooming, you throw it away. The Easter lily is hardy. Even if you live in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, if you live in Presque Isle, Maine, it is very, very hardy. So enjoy the flowers, and then as the flowers go by, cut them and remove them so the plant will look nice and clean, and it will allow the other buds to open as their turn arrives. The one thing that you can do for your Easter lilies that really will help them a great deal and help them to look better, when the flower itself opens, you're going to notice some yellow pollen sacs. If you can remove these, just take your fingers and pull them right off. You don't need to cut them. They come off very, very easy. If you can remove the yellow pollen sac, it's going to keep the lily itself nice and white. If you don't, the pollen is going to fall. And it's going to stain the lily flower, and it's going to be all stained with white dust from the pollen. Now, the other thing that's going to happen, by you removing the pollen sacs, the plant is going to know that it doesn't have to do any work as far as pollination. And because it doesn't have to put some of its energy to work for the pollinating of the flower, it will bloom longer. And that makes a big difference. You could gain 1 to 2 additional days per flower if you remove the yellow pollen sacs. So just with your thumb and index finger, remove those pollen sacs, throw them into the trash. Your flowers will look much better. They'll bloom longer. And you can enjoy them for a much longer period of time. Now, as the flowers fade, again, remove them, get the faded flowers off the stem, and when they're all done, keep your plant in the house until April. Just treat it like any other house plant. It doesn't need a south-facing window, a north, an east, or a west window. Whatever window is available, just put it right there. In mid-May, dig a hole 8 inches deep in your perennial bed. Any place that you would like those lilies to bloom next year. But you dig the hole 8 inches deep. You put a couple inches of compost, a little bit of animal manure if you have that, and blend it all in. Remove the plant from the pot. Set it into the ground. So it's now going to be in the ground 6 inches. And then fill all the soil around it, firm it, and give it a good drink. And what's going to happen is for the rest of the year, that foliage will continue to stay green. It will send the roots out of that container that it grew in, and they'll grow into the flower bed where you put them. And slowly the plant will go into dormancy and turn brown. Then you can just cut it off. Next year, in June, that Easter lily will come up and it will rebloom in your garden. And if you planted it with a lot of love, you could end up with two stems coming out of the ground because lilies divide in a good, healthy soil. So the better you prepare the hole, the better chance of the bulb splitting and giving you two stems. You keep it fed, and it will divide again and again and again. So this is not just a pretty plant that you enjoy and you throw it away. It is a wonderful plant that will give you color for years to come. And the same thing with your tulips, daffodils, hyacinths that you receive for Easter. You're going to dig a hole about 6 inches deep instead of 8, a little bit less. Add some rich compost in there, some animal manure. Then remove the bulbs carefully. Remove the soil from the pot and plant the entire unit as one. Firm the soil around it. Water it in. And those tulips will come back next year. Those daffodils will come back next year. The hyacinths will come back next year at their normal blooming time. The flowers that you have been forced to bloom ahead of schedule. Next year, they're going to bloom at their regular time. And that really is a good thing. So you should be able to get 3 years on tulips, maybe 4 or 5 years on daffodils. The lilies, who knows how long they will last, but multiple years. Hyacinths, the same thing. So, cut off the faded flowers on your tulips, your daffodils, your hyacinths as they fade. Keep the plant actively growing, and then plant those can go into the garden during April. You don't have to wait until May because they're a much hardier bulb. But you do need to keep them in the house for a couple of weeks to give them a chance for the foliage to make up some energy, and as long as they get bright light, they'll do very, very well for you. Okay? Now, if we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You give us a call, and we'll work together to help you solve some of your gardening questions. This morning, we're talking about some of the Easter plants. Now, the one Easter plant that I want you to be aware of that could create a problem for you is the beautiful hydrangea that you receive as an Easter plant. They're gorgeous. And if you keep them moist and you keep that hydrangea in an area where it's going to get plenty of light, it will probably bloom for another 4 to 6 weeks. That means it's going to bloom all of April, and probably most of May. So give it plenty of water. If you want to give it a little bit of liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro every couple of weeks, that will really give it some additional energy to really help it. Now, this particular type of hydrangea If you live north of Washington, D.C., there's not a very good chance that it's going to come back on its own when planted in the yard. The exception would be Cape Cod. But for most everybody else, it is not going to come back if you plant it in your garden and bloom. It will come back and give you beautiful leaves, but that will be about it. So if you want it to reflower, this is what I suggest that you do. Take that Easter lily. Take the hydrangea, whether it's a blue one or a pink one. When it finishes bloom, remove all of the flowers, and then take that hydrangea and repot it in a 10-inch or larger container. It could be any kind of a pot, plastic or clay, ceramic, whatever you want. But repot it to give it some room, because hydrangea drink a lot of water. And by increasing the size of the pot, they'll do a lot better for you. Leave it outside. And you're going to keep it outside until the kids go back to school and you've had a frost. And as soon as you've had a good frost and all the leaves have come off the plant, it's going to be in late September, early October, you're going to take that hydrangea. And you're going to say to the plant, you're going to go take a nap now. And you can put it in your garage. You can put it in your basement. Someplace where it's going to be sheltered and protected in your basement would be better. And then next year, right after Christmas or later, bring it upstairs, give it a good drink, and it comes right back to life. Now the number for help, 800-259-9231. I want to tell you about some great new lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organics, a Boston-based company, converts food waste into an all-natural organic fertilizers. Converted Organic fertilizers are safe for kids, pets, and the environment. They do not contain synthetic chemicals, chicken waste, or biosolids. Converted Organics receives food waste from supermarkets and converts it into an all-natural organic fertilizer. By diverting food waste from the landfills, where they would otherwise produce methane gas, Converted Organics is helping to reduce destructive greenhouse gases. This spring, nourish your lawn and gardens, help to reduce greenhouse gases by purchasing Converted Organics 100% natural fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you or to sign up for a chance to win an organic lawn care makeup, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and sustainable. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilon from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all
all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Growing your own heritage garden with heirloom vegetable seeds is the healthiest decision you can make for you and your family. Why waste time and money sifting through dozens of tiny seed packs when we've done the work for you? We are heirloomseedkit.com. 50 heirloom varieties, 1,250 rare vegetable seeds, all organic, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds. We buy our garden seeds from the same farms as our competition. Yet, with our kit, you'll save 50% or more. And our seed kit comes with a free garden planner and a wonderful How to Save Seeds booklet. How can we offer the same heirloom seeds as our competition for half price? It's all in the packaging. We use simple, no-print envelopes, while other seed companies charge more for the fancy printed envelopes than the cost of the seeds. All our varieties are proven to thrive in every region of the United States. We urge you to feed your family healthy vegetables from your own backyard. We are heirloomseedkit.com.
Good morning. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. So, Excuse me?
So, are you ready to do a little bit of gardening this morning?
Oh, absolutely. I am ready and raring. I'm always ready for some gardening on my early Sunday morning here.
That's terrific. Who do we have up first this Easter morning?
Right now we have Alfred from Maine, who would like to talk to you about strawberries.
Okay. Alfred, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for taking my call, and thank you very much for your newsletter. In fact, I took your newsletter this week, and I started making a raised bed for my asparagus that I got your newsletter about.
Oh, good.
What I'm asking about today, Paul, is strawberries. I know there's three different types. I'm looking to plant about 50 to 75 strawberries. How big of a bed would I need to make, Paul?
Okay. You need to put your strawberries about a foot apart in each direction. And what I do is I plant them four plants across. That way, rather than put them all in individual rows, do one row with four plants wide, a foot apart. That way you can pick from both sides, and it will save you some good space. And those can be planted shortly. The ground is still a little bit wet with all of the rain that we have had. So make sure that when you go into the garden, when you step in the ground, you don't sink up to your knees. Wait until the ground has had a chance to dry. It feels firm. And then set them 12 inches apart, four plants across for your rows. Now, what I do is put some compost in there, because you have to remember, these strawberries are going to be in there for 3 years. And after 3 years, you're going to take some of the best-looking runners, dig those up, put them to one side, and then throw everything else into your compost pile. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to add some compost either to the whole bed would be better than individual holes. If your soil is on the sandy side, pick up a product called Soil Moist. Soil Moist looks like sugar. And you're only going to put a good pinch in each hole, and it will help to retain the moisture. So you're going to work yourself with plenty of compost, dig a hole, put in a pinch of Soil Moist, firm the plant. Now, you're going to look very carefully. You're going to see your roots, then a little bit of a stem that's going to be about a half an inch, and then the leaves. That stem wants to be just below the surface. You don't want to cover the leaves with soil. So try and plant them at that same level that they originally grew. Now, to help with the weeds, they get the name called strawberries because they do wonderful with the straw. And that's what I do with my flower bed. In the fall, I pull any weeds that have come up, and I cover the entire strawberry bed with 2 inches of fresh straw. Cover everything. And over the winter, the snow and the rain packs it down on top of the plant. It insulates it. And in the spring, the new shoots come up right through that straw. They open up. And that way, your strawberries are sitting on straw rather than soil. And that means they stay nice and clean. It also means that you're going to have less of a problem with slugs and snails, because they're not on the ground. And the slugs and the snails do not like to live on a bumpy surface that contains straw. They want a nice, smooth surface like the ground. So the straw works as a way to control insects, to keep the berries clean. During the heat of summer, that 2 inches of straw has packed down to about an inch. It acts as a blanket to retain the moisture in the soil so that your berries will need less water and become bigger. The straw acts as insulation during the winter to protect them. And as it rots, it turns into organic matter that keeps the flower, the vegetable garden nice and healthy. So go ahead and plant a couple different varieties. Have some fun with it. Remember, remove the first flower that appears. That first flower cluster, pick it right off to give the plant more time to get established. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet, without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433. Good morning and happy Easter to all. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and if we can help you, call right now. That number is toll-free. It is 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Karen from Massachusetts, who'd like to ask you a couple questions about composting.
Okay. Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Good morning.
Oh, hi. I have a question. I have a little stainless steel bucket I keep in my kitchen, so when I cook, you know, I put all my leftover tomatoes, onions, all my produce, and I take
right.
it out to my garden, and I throw it in the corner, and I just have a bunch of vegetables sitting out in the corner of my garden. How do I get those to break down faster so that I can compost them into my soil?
Okay. Well, what you need to do is you need to create an environment where the microbes are going to want to work to break it down for you. So what you need to do is to take an area near your garden, not necessarily in the garden, but near it, And what you need to do is to add other materials other than just a little bit of vegetable remnants. Add weeds from the garden. When you mow the grass, throw the grass clippings in there. If you have leaves that you have left over from last year, add some of the leaves. If they're really big leaves, if you can kind of chop them up a little bit with the lawnmower before and then rake up, pine needles can be added to it, and you're going to see that you're going to get results. You need to have a little bit of volume as far as material. Now, to help it break down, you're going to need to water it once a week, because if it dries out, then that decomposition is going to stop. And you can make it as easy as just a pile on the ground. As long as it gets sun, make the pile so that the top of it is cup shape, so that when you put the water in it, it will go there. Once a week, they're going to need to kind of turn this material. And if you go to your local garden center, most of the garden centers will carry products called compost activator. And what it is the microbes themselves that you're going to be sprinkling onto the compost material. Blend it in, and it will help it to break down. Okay? So just a flat surface. Make a pile and continue add a little bit of things to it. If you want to put some loam in there to give it a little bit of body, but anything that's green or brown. So your pine needles, your old leaves from last year. And the secret is you're going to need one pile for now, and then when you get the pile big enough, you're going to need room for a second pile so that you can allow the first pile to rot. And by starting now, you should have a pile that's ready in the fall that you can spread over the garden of this rotted material. You can buy compost makers. You can buy compost bins. And some of the nurseries will have inexpensive compost bins, or you can make them yourself with just some old lumber that you can make into a box. But the secret is continuously blending it and adding some of these microbes, and you'll be in great shape and have a soil that's going to thank you in the long run. Thank you, Karen. Don, who's up next?
This is Richard from Maine, who has a question about his indoor plants.
Richard, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Happy Easter, by the way.
Happy Easter.
Listen, the reason I'm calling, I moved from one end of town to the other in December. It was actually in a snowstorm. And I have three indoor plants that have a certain amount of meaning to me. My problem is that they're dying on me. And one is a jade plant, the other is a Christmas cactus, and the one that's most concerning to me is, because it's over 100 years old, is, and I don't know what it is, people tell me it's something called a mother-in-law's tongue. But I don't know.
Yes.
It's about 5 feet tall. I have taken care of these plants for forever. And my question is, a mother-in-law's tongue, if that's what it is, has originally been in a city. And then I have lived in the country for a long time, and have not had any city water. I've always had, well water. And my
right.
My question is it possible that because I now moved to into the heart of the city and getting city water, is that possible that that's what's killing these plants?
Well, I think more of a change of environment and light. Because as you said, you were in there for a long time and they were accustomed to growing with that particular heat, that routine that you had your thermostat set at, and it was probably in the same window for all these years. So now it's got to adjust to a new light, probably a different temperature situation, and a different water. So the first thing that you need to do is, on a jade plant, what normally happens is if you overwater, you're going to have leaves that fall. And I'm guessing that that could be the main problem with the jade plant. If you're dropping leaves, you're keeping it too wet, and it probably isn't getting enough sunshine because of the new window. It's going to adapt to it. It's going to take time. And usually in the adapting process, you do lose some foliage. So, you know, best situation on your jade, pull it out of the pot, look at the root system. And if the root system is not white, it's more on the brown color, then you're giving it too much water. And it's not that you're giving it too much water, it's that it's not getting enough sun to take the water that you normally give it to help it to evaporate and to use it because of the light change. So that could be the problem for there. The mother-in-law's tongue, or the snake plant, which is a tall, narrow, like a belt, like a strap, that is a plant that does not like to have wet feet. And as far as light, it really doesn't matter. It's a very, very strong plant. So if you have the choice to give these plants from the most to the least amount of light, the most light should go to the jade plant, second should go to the Christmas cactus, and third should go to the snake plant or mother-in-law's tongue. Now, all of these do not like wet feet. So take your index finger, push it into the soil up to two knuckles. If the soil is moist, leave it alone. You're better off a little bit dry than on the wet side. And I'd be willing to bet that it's just the move itself, the change of light from the window, the change of temperature, and the change of water. And most cities and towns will add some chlorine and things like that, and plants can really adapt to that very, very quickly. So don't be concerned, but go easy on the water and see what you can do as far as the light. And have you fed them lately? You know, they do need to get something like Miracle-Gro every month just to help them to get along. And then you should be all set. Richard, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate that. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. It's Easter, and we hope that you have a wonderful day with your family. And for those of you that are going to be spending a little bit of time outside or maybe visiting your local nursery or garden center, see if you can pick up a package of a product called Actinovate, A-C-T-I-N-O-V-A-T-E. Actinovate is a new product developed in Texas that will control the blight in your garden for tomatoes and potatoes. Remember last year we had a problem with the tomatoes, everything rotted. Part of it was due to the weather. Very cool last year, very, very wet last year, and then the fungus was brought into the New England area by accident. If you had a real severe problem with it, I would suggest that you get some of this Actinovate and treat your soil before you plant, because it could be that the fungus has overwintered in your soil, and that means you'll have the same problem again. So it's the only product around, and I've looked and looked and looked, but Actinovate. And go to their website. The website is called naturalindustries.com, and then click on Actinovate, and then late blight, and it will give you all the information that you need to know on how to control it. A good tip for you is if you planted potatoes last year, do not plant them in the same place. because if you forgot one potato in the ground and you plant fresh potatoes around it, the potato that you forgot, even though it's a golf ball size, if that potato starts to grow foliage, it's going to infect the entire potatoes section that you planted. So put them in a different area, treat them with the Actinovate, and that way, if the potato should come up, you'll notice it all by itself, then you can dig it up and get rid of it. Otherwise, it's going to contaminate everything. But clean the garden, pull any weeds, and in areas where you had potatoes, take a pitchfork, dig through that ground to make sure that there are no tubers that remain. That will help a great deal. Okay? Actinovate. It will clean everything. Now, a lot of you listening had some serious problems in the last couple of weeks with rain. Parts of Maine had over 12 inches or more of rain during the month of March. Rhode Island, you've seen all over the news with all of the flooding. Connecticut had some flooding also. Massachusetts. Stay out of the garden. Do not go in the gardens for at least another week. Allow Mother Nature to pull the excess moisture out. Allow the wind to go across the garden and dry it out for you. If you walk in that garden and you sink, you're going to squeeze the soil together. And when you squeeze it together, instead of having individual particles so that the roots can easily work their way through it, if you've got any clay in it and you squeeze it with the water still in the garden, you're turning it into like clay. You're going to make all the granules bind together, and it's going to have a problem, serious problem, with your drainage. Okay? So make sure that it's dry before you do a lot of work in the garden. Then just wait it out. If we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
Jonathan Green, is there anything new in the lawn business this year?
As a matter of fact, there is, Paul.
What's that, Jonathan?
I call it my Jonathan Green Miracal Fertilizer.
Is this a source of calcium like lime?
Yes, Paul. Miracal is natural and contains readily available calcium. Miracal releases trapped nutrients, and it also stimulates the beneficial microorganisms in the soil. Miracal is also palletized for easy spreading.
So Miracal is more effective than lime?
Oh, yes. One bag of Miracal can be the equivalent of 10 bags of lime for raising the pH, so it's less to lug home in the car.
Wow, this should save a lot of time and effort. Your Miracal sounds like a real winner.
Thank you, Paul.
Have Jonathan Green's Miracal fertilizer do all the work for you. Look for Jonathan Green products at your local nursery or garden center and have a great spring.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Easter. Today's going to be a quiet day. People are getting up early and going to Mass and sunrise services. So if you're listening to our program and you've had a gardening question that you've always wanted to, now is the time to call. The number is 800-259-9231. For those of you that like to garden but you hate to weed, I'm going to tell you about a new product. And I'll give you the website. It's called Eve... Evo Organic. EVOORGANIC. Evo Organic. Okay? Now, this is a very unique product, and I'm going to be using a lot of it in my vegetable garden. It's a woven plastic fabric. And inside the fabric, they have put in a drip irrigation system. And it comes in a roll. You can buy them at all different lengths. And basically what you do is you unroll it on top of your garden. And you put piece by piece by piece. They all connect. And then you attach a hose to it. And it will water right down each row. Now, it's plastic. So you take a knife. You make a little slit like a cross in it. You dig a hole in this cross area. And you put your tomatoes or your peppers and then firm the plastic back up around it. It will prevent any weeds from coming up. Because the plastic is black, if you can get it down as soon as you can walk on the garden, the plastic itself will draw the heat and it will help to warm up the soil ahead of schedule. And it makes a big difference. Think about this. You plant in May, the ground is cold still at this point. But if you were to put this black film right on top of the ground, because of the color, it will absorb the heat. And it will warm the ground 10 to 20 degrees warmer ahead of schedule. And that's going to make a big difference so that when you plant, because the ground is warm, the roots are going to get acclimated. Now, what is really neat about this product, it's not just a one-year term. At the end of the year, you pull all of your plants out. You take the hose, clean it, roll it up, and put it in your tool shed or garage. And then you put it back down again the following year. And it will last up to 10 years. So it's a great way to cut back on, totally, on weeding. And it will cut back on the amount of water because this is a vapor barrier. And it prevents water from evaporating out of the ground. It warms up the soil. So if you get a minute, go to this website, www.evoorganic.org, and look for the garden self-watering mat. It's a great system, and it's going to save you a lot of time and give you a big head start on your garden. So it's a good new product. Another new product that's coming out, something that you probably won't put until May, if you've had Japanese beetles and you want to stay natural, there is a company from Canada that has a product that you can put down on your lawn, and it's a microscopic worm called a nematode. And you put this powder into a bottle sprayer. You spray it on your lawn. Once they get into the soil, they will look for any type of a soil insect. Grubs, beetles, rose chafer, there's a whole list of them. And this microscopic worm will dig through the soil till it finds it. When it finds it, it enters the body, begins to live off of the body of the insect, and eventually killing it. So it's totally organic, and it will totally eliminate all insects in your ground. Now you can use this and the milky spore together. Milky spore will take 3 years with two applications per year, and then it will live in your soil for 25 years. So for 25 years, never will you have a Japanese beetle live in your lawn again. In the meantime, you need some protection. So this nematode is going to be the way to go. And we'll give you information on that. In the meantime, 800-259-9231.